There was a real buzz about the lads afterwards. There was no negativity in the no heads down, knowing that we've got to work for an extra couple of weeks. But it's not a bad place to work, is it? As you've just said, it's great. The sun's out. We've got a fantastic surface to go and train on. So it's all good things from my point of view. And it's something that we can take the momentum and that real good feel good factor into the weekend. It's not that we're not always just upbeat because of the weather and everything else. Our lads are good even when it's not going that well. So that's what we keep talking about. We'll be ready for whatever comes on Saturday, and we're going to go and enjoy the occasion.
It's about the physical preparation, it's about the psychological preparation as well, and you're very big on that, aren't you?
Yeah, I talk about mindsets, how we even at the end of the last game, whichever the previous encounter was, we start already then to focus. It's about your recovery, your preparation. So I say to him, look, start thinking about now how you can get that extra inch, that extra couple of percent on your arrival. So if we've got Rico, I say you've got to do everything you can to do more than their left back's doing. So if you can get that extra little inch, I think in the playoffs is vitally important. But also really important is to relax. Don't think about it too much, because our players are better when they haven't got too much external noise. So just relax, and when it's right, we'll switch it on, then we'll switch it back off. But just relax and enjoy the occasion, enjoy your time, enjoy your rest, but also enjoy training when we come in.
And your opponents, Barnsley, have kind of come from nowhere, haven't they? They're kind of down at the bottom of the table in November time, and now here they find themselves in the playoffs.
Yeah, they've had a great. They've made some really astute signings as well. Fletcher from Manu is a really good player, somebody I've looked at for probably the last 18 months. He's hit the ground running for his first loan. They're a big threat up top with Winall. They're doing it well. They've not changed the team now for a few games, so they've got a consistency about their play. But I'm looking forward to it. I've analysed probably two or three of their games, and I've been watching them again this morning. And there'll be a true test. I think it'll be a true test for both, a bit like a chess match at time. Both teams like to play, but they also know how to win games, similar to us. So a really, really good game for the neutral, I think. But hopefully, if we can go there and just frustrate them a little bit and just play our game, then that'll be our game plan, I think.
I was going to say, without giving too much away, how do you approach the first leg, knowing that you've got another 90 minutes to come as well?
Yeah, a few people said to me, don't you think you're giving things away? But I'm not going to insult their intel. They've watched us, they know what we play. Without any watching us, you know how Walsall play. But I think people get us a bit wrong. Every game we go to win. I know we're away and we're never cavalier. So we do everything. We have a game plan. But really, it's my players just play how they play. The same for Barnsley lads. We know what their lads can do. And on the day, it's whoever handles the pressure, the expectancy, who copes with adversity better than the other team. And that's what the playoffs are about. It's not always just about technical ability, Rob. I think now it's about mindset. Who copes with the occasion better? Who copes with that expectancy? And they've got a huge expectancy. They're favourites for this tie in my eyes. They've got an incredible following at home. They're a really big team. I was expecting them to be up there this year. I put them in my top three or four to be up there fighting right through the season. They've ended up into the playoffs, which credit to them, and great for their staff and players. But it's not a surprise to me that Barnsley are there. They should be up there for the budget and for the fan base that they've got. So it's a true test for us, but we keep upsetting people, so let's go and upset a few more.
So it's a combination of trying to frustrate but be on the front foot at the same time. It's striking that balance between the two.
Yeah, same with every game. You don't want to leave yourself open, and you want to be a threat in the opponent's half. So it's no different whether it's Barnsley away or any team. We've got a good away record because we just don't camp in. We can't, because that means we've got like a slow laboured pace. We have to play at a tempo, and that's one of our real fortes, that we've got a real fit bunch of lads who technically are the best I've worked with and I think are the best in this division. So from that, we've got belief, we've got a confidence in each other, we've got an individual belief and a collective belief that takes you places, and that's what I'm going to carry forward into today's training and into Saturday and the return leg on Thursday.
And the fans were tremendous for you at Port Vale. Even when the final whistle went at Doncaster, there was que sera sera within seconds of the whistle going at Doncaster. And you're going to have, well, around the same number again in that big away stand at Barnsley, and that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I'll have my two older boys, Tom and Luca, down. My wife is coming this time with my little six-year-old Ollie and Bo, my eight-year-old girl. So they're coming now and they're asking, can I take inflatables? So I said, I'll check on that one for you. But they're driving up for it, so I've got my whole family there, and it's an incredible for them. I'm proud of having them as part of that fan base. And I've watched some of the footage again over and over, and it was incredible atmosphere after each goal, and just the momentum that they helped build from the prep. If they can do that again for us, and when we come out for that prep early on, if you can be there then and start to lift the players, you help to alleviate the tension, and you help in times in the game when we're under pressure, you help then to build a bit more momentum. And that's what it's about, momentum. And the 12th man is a huge part of that, even more so on Saturday at Barnsley.
And a great for Tom Bradshaw at the beginning of the week to find out he's in the 29 for Wales. I mean, he didn't need much of a lift, but that's given him an extra one, I presume.
Yeah, he deserves it. I think he did well for the 20 minutes he came on in his last game. And I think it'll benefit him, actually. These are huge profile games in the playoffs, and everybody will be watching, a lot of neutral supporters. But it's good for Tom, I think. I know the training camp's great, but I think for the gaffer to actually see him in games and see how competitive he is and how he's on his game at the moment, that I think is more of a bonus than going to the training camp, because he's a good lad, he does everything right, he's got no qualms about him being part of the squad and being a negative influence. But I think Tom will do himself the world of good by playing in these games, and hopefully he'll see fit to put him in, which I would. I think he'll be a huge influence in the Euros, Tom would, and he'll only get better.
Yeah, of course, if you get to the playoff final, then he won't be able to go with the training camp. You just alluded to the fact that Chris Coleman knows what he's all about anyway.
Well, that's not a bad thing, is it? Eh? Your second choice is a playoff final at Wembley. So yeah. I'm sure they'll both take that, and it'll be great that they can look at him in that final and in the two legs. And it's a credit to Tom, but it's also a credit to us that he'll stay with us and he'll want to be part of it.
There's a story circulating about Romain this week. You'll have seen that being linked with a move elsewhere. What can you say about that at the moment?
I get a phone call every week for Rom, so he's been linked and circulated every week of the season, so nothing's changed. Social media, and so he should. There's 30 scouts at every game, so there's going to be speculation, but I guarantee Rom has been one of our main talismen, and he'll carry on being our talisman. He's focused, Rom is, no matter what goes on after the playoffs.